We're partly cloudy to cloudy skies in Atlantic and 26 degrees. That is our overnight low. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Roadways in western Iowa are partially covered with ice and or slush this morning, with the far exception of the far western counties, the far western Pottawatomie County, from basically around the I-80-680 split over Interstate 29 and down to Council Bluffs, and then further to the northwest. That section of the state is the roads are wet to normal. Elsewhere, the roadways are partially covered with slush and or ice and black ice this morning. There have been reports of accidents as well. Highway 71 north of Interstate 80, Highway 25 north of Interstate 80, and Highway 44 between just south of Audubon over to Highway 4 is completely covered with ice or snow this morning, so do be cautious if you're out and about traveling. Well, slick and or slushy roads were causing accidents this morning in our listening area. Medevac ambulance was called to the scene of a single vehicle rollover accident near the Marnie exit off of Interstate 80 at around 5:35 a.m. A Cass County deputy reported from the scene the driver was out and about, but he was injured, and the injuries did not appear to be life-threatening, though. Other accidents along I-80 involved vehicles that slid into the median or ditches. The roadways were covered with black ice this morning, and again, use extra caution if you're out and about or traveling to planning to commute to work and or school. In a report released Saturday night, police in Council Bluffs said a Montgomery County man was injured during a motorcycle accident that happened sometime Thursday night near Council Bluffs city limits. 55-year-old Thomas Anderson of Red Oak was riding a motorcycle northbound on Interstate 29 when he was cut off by a semi. The cycle crashed into the east ditch of the interstate at around the 47.2-mile marker. The accident was discovered by a passing motorist Saturday who called 911 after he saw the cycle, pulled over to investigate, and found Anderson lying nearby. Officials say the man was not visible from the road. Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue responded and transported Anderson to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. The man was conscious and breathing and is believed to have suffered non-life-threatening injuries. There was no further information available on the semi. Authorities in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following a collision Saturday morning in Red Oak. A van driven by 83-year-old Paul Russell of Red Oak was traveling west on East Reed Street at around 8:50 a.m. Saturday when it was hit by a 2009 Chevy Impala heading north on North 2nd Street. The driver of that car, 23-year-old Patrick Hall of Red Oak, was cited for failure to obey a stop sign. Damage from the crash amounted to $3,300. Members of the Elkhorn-Kimbleton and Atlantic Community School District Board of Education will hold separate meetings this evening. In Elkhorn, the EHK board will gather at 5:30 for a regular session of the Family and Consumer Science Room at the high school, during which they'll discuss and take action on the 2014 summer driver's education fees and driver's education teachers' positions, early retirement applications, and approval of a list of seniors for graduation. In Atlantic, the Board of Education meets at 7:30 at the High School Media Center, and they'll hear a special presentation from Frank Spillers with regard to the Scary Guy program and with regard to graduation credits at AHS, which is one of the topics that the board is expected to act upon, a recommendation adjusting the graduation rate credits to 48. They're also expected to act on general education, special ed, and amended contracts and or letters of assignment, as well as approve volunteer coaching positions and any resignations. And the funeral announcements, Jerry Lee Bice, age 52 of Des Moines and formerly of Griswold, died March the 18th. Memorial services for Jerry Bice will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Congregational Church in Lewis. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mike Shear, age 47 of Bayard, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Mike Shear will be today at 10:30 at St. Gregory's Gym, formerly the Bayard Gym in Bayard. Odie Funeral Home in Bayard has arrangements. Marjorie Kaufman, age 89 of Oakland, died Wednesday in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Marjorie Kaufman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Rican Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Arlene Hasey, age 75 of Anita, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Arlene Hasey will be on today at 11 o'clock at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care in Anita has arrangements. Stuart Hayes, age 93, formerly of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Stuart Hayes will be today at 11 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Veronica Cecilia Hodap, age 90, of Spirit Lake, died Wednesday. Massive Christian burial service for Veronica Hudap will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Eileen Phillips, age 96, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Eileen Phillips will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Patricia Kincaid Dorsey, age 64, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Patricia Kincaid Dorsey will be today at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Daryl Duell Fisher, age 66, of Audubon, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Daryl Fisher will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Dedham. Sharp Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Richard Johnson, age 82, of Greenfield and formerly of Messina, died Friday. Memorial services for Richard Johnson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Messina United Methodist Church, with a Masonic service by the Greenfield Crusade Lodge, 386, and Steen Funeral Home in Messina is in charge of the arrangements. Ruth Anderson, age 90, of Elkhorn and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Ruth Anderson will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Dan Clevis, age 79, of Atlantic, died Friday. A celebration of life service for Dan Clevis will be held from noon until 3 p.m. Wednesday at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club with words of remembrance at 1 p.m. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Gene Young, age 78, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gene Young will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Henry Hayes, age 81, of Panora, died Sunday. Per his wishes, Henry Hayes was cremated and no services will be held. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Marlene May Robinson, age 78, of Oakland, died March 27th. Memorial services for Marlene Robinson will be held at a later date. Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Carol Jean Johnson, age 72, who's formerly of Griswold, died January 24th in Maryland. Memorial services for Carol Johnson will be on May the 3rd at 10:30 at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. John David Berger, age 47, of Harlan, died Friday. Services for John Berger are pending at Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Della Ann Smith, age 90, of Griswold, died Sunday. Services for Della Smith are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Louise Taylor, age 95, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Louise Taylor are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Henson reporting.